Okay, what I'd like to do now is open it to some questions and comments. So there is a mic in the audience, or if you prefer to write your questions and pass them to some of the ushers, then you can do that. Let's look at that thing of forgiving and forgetting. I don't think it's always wise to forget, but it is wise to forgive. Okay? Some things we should not forget. Okay? For example, the Holocaust in Europe. It's good if as a planet we don't forget that, because if we remember it, there's less likelihood that we repeat it. It's good that we don't forget the suffering of the Russian people under Stalin or of the Chinese people under Mao Zedong. Why? So that we don't repeat those same mistakes and cause suffering again. Okay? So we can remember those things, but still forgive the people who were responsible for them. Okay? Because like I said before, forgiveness simply means that we're going to let go of our anger and hatred. Sometimes somebody may have been very mean to us, you know, or somebody might be dishonest in their dealings with other people. We can forgive them, but we don't necessarily want to forget, because next time we deal with that person, we're going to be more cautious. Okay? So it is possible to forgive, but some things we'll forget, but some things maybe not. Okay? But when we remember them, we don't have to remember them with hatred and resentment. Mm-hmm. Here's a good one. How do you handle the troubles given by our children? A friend of mine has a little plaque in her house. It says, "Insanity is hereditary. You get it from your children." So sometimes as kids, we drive our parents nuts, don't we? Okay. My mother always said to me, "Just wait till you have your own kids, then you'll see what I went through." So I was so rebellious I didn't have kids. I became a nun. So, no, that wasn't the real motivation. Okay, so the troubles given by your kids. You know, I think parents is also another one of those most unappreciated jobs. Yeah. Because as kids, so often we don't appreciate our parents, you know. We're very demanding of them. You know, I want more. I want better. Your job is to make me happy. Yeah. We never think of everything that our parents do in order to get us the things that we have. So sometimes as parents, it's easy to kind of feel angry at your kids or feel unappreciated by your kids. And so I think, you know, as a parent, you know, really, again, forgiving and not expecting your kids to appreciate you. I know that's really, really hard. But the more you can let go of that kind of expectation, the more you'll probably have a better relationship with your kids. Because when you demand their respect or demand their appreciation, they're certainly not going to give it. Sometimes when kids are teenagers, it's a very difficult time and they can really cause you a lot of trouble. Yeah. And it's hard as a parent because your kid isn't yet, they're not a baby, and they're not an adult. They want more freedom, but you're not sure that they have the skills to be able to handle the freedom. And so it's very easy when kids are teenagers to have a lot of difficulties with them. I think it requires a tremendous amount of patience here. One thing that I think is important, and this is something you have to start when the kids are young, is to make sure that there's a whole group of adults who your kids can talk to. Because if you're only focused on the mother and father and the family, sometimes when the kids are teenagers, or sometimes even later, if they don't get along with one parent or the other, then they don't have anybody older who they trust to go to for advice. Whereas if from the time they're little, you make sure they have aunts and uncles or family friends or grandparents or whatever, then even if you're going through a hard time with your kids, you'll know that there's other wiser adults who can talk to them. And very often, as the parent, you aren't the person your kids are going to listen to when they're teenagers. They're much more likely to listen to somebody else. Okay. I know I was as a teenager. If my parents said something to me, yeah, I always took it with a grain of salt. If another adult said something to me, I was much more likely to listen. So sometimes, you know, you have to step back when your kids are giving you trouble and let other adults and other people come in to assist them. Sometimes it's the parent, even though you love your child so much, maybe you're not the best one to assist them at that time. Another thing is you've got to recognize as a parent that you can't control your kids. So, you know, the person asked about troubles given by your kids. They could even refer to adult kids. You know, maybe as an adult, your kids are giving you a lot of problems. Yeah. So you have to realize that you can't control them. All you did was nurture them as best as you could, but they also came into this world with their own karma, and you don't have any control over that. So you can nurture them and you can guide them, but you can't make them become what you want them to be. And you can't always protect them from suffering as much as you want to, because you can't control the environment around them. So at some point you just have to step back and trust that you gave them the best skills you could when they were little, and that they're going to use those skills, and that they're going to learn from their own mistakes. Because if we look at our own lives as adults, didn't we have to make a lot of mistakes ourselves in order to learn? Yeah? Didn't we all make a lot of mistakes? Well, same thing. Sometimes our kids are going to have to make their own mistakes, and then that way they'll learn and they'll become more mature. Okay. So I think, you know, the best thing as parents to handle the troubles given by your kids, just relax. Yeah? So I think sometimes as parents you get yourself really wound up. And especially expecting too much of your kids. You know, your kid brings their report card home. Oh, my child flunked spelling. His life, he's never going to be a success. You know, primary one, and he flunked a spelling test. His life is ruined. You know, he's never going to get a good career. He's never going to get a good education. I mean, huh? Just relax a little bit. It was only a spelling test, and nowadays everybody uses spell check anyway. So who cares, you know? How many of us can spell? It doesn't really matter. So I think relax a little bit. Okay, if all sentient beings become enlightened, does this necessarily imply that there will be no more life forms? The day when all sentient beings become enlightened, we'll worry about this. Okay? I don't foresee that happening in the future anytime quickly. If it does, and we have this new problem to worry about, I think it's a good problem to have. You know, I'm sure when sentient beings are enlightened, there's still the continuity of mind, so there will still be mind streams of life. OK. Can we thank someone for their kindness? For example, the garbage collector, if they hate their job and only do it for the money? Sure. How many of you hate your job and only do it for the money? Huh? Huh? And don't you wish somebody said thank you to you? Okay. In fact, I think very often, if we say thank you to these people, they feel better about themselves and they enjoy their own job more. And I think it's really a practice, you know, not just to say thank you to people who are high status in society, but really thank the people who do very basic work upon whose kindness we are very dependent. Okay? So I make it a practice to thank the garbage collector and to thank the construction workers, because actually these people have talents and skills that I don't have. You know, I wouldn't know how to do their job. And I have to thank them. And I know when, because I travel a lot, so I'm in airport bathrooms a lot. Whenever there's people in there cleaning the bathroom, I thank them. Because I'm able to go into a clean bathroom because of the work they do. Okay? So it doesn't matter whether they're doing it for the money or not. What matters is that they're benefiting us. In work situations, we try and be kind and fair, but others return in hostility and just demoralize the spirit to be nice. So please advise what to do. We all wrote this question, didn't we? Okay? Don't you all feel that you try so hard to be kind in your work and other people don't appreciate it and are hostile? Doesn't everybody here kind of feel that way? Isn't it interesting how we're always the really nice people? And all those hostile people aren't the ones who come to the talk? Isn't that interesting? We're the ones who try and be kind and fair. Everybody else is so hostile and just resents us and doesn't return our kindness at work. You know? Isn't that interesting? You know, all of us nice people come to the talk and the mean people don't. Yeah. Okay. Our job is to be kind. Don't worry about how other people react. Okay? Just be kind. That's all you need to do. If they're kind back, great. If they're not kind back, have compassion for them. And be aware of ourselves and whether we're kind to the people who help us and whether we're fair to the people that we work with. When we're doing a project with other people, do we really do our share or do we just come in at the end to gain the credit? Okay? So, you know, the Buddha said, it's more important, rather than looking at what other people do and what they've left undone, to look inside here at what we do and what we've left undone. Okay? So you just continue to be kind, just continue to be fair. Don't worry about what other people do. But just watch yourself. How do we really let go of anger? When you say just let go, but how? Read the book. That's why I wrote Working with Anger, okay? There's a whole book about it. This is a very good question. It's a very important question. I can't go into depth about it now, but I really recommend Working with Anger. Because I tried to explain there as best as I could all the different ways to transform a situation in our mind so that we could let go of the anger about it. Thank you for your teachings in Singapore. Oh, praise, praise. That's good. How come nobody else said that in their questions? Oh, I try and be kind and fair. Okay. how to face the person calmly if he or she keeps doing the thing that's upsetting you. We might have forgiven the person, but they keep doing the things that we dislike and ignore our feelings. Ah, those stupid, insensitive, sentient beings again, huh? Yeah. This is similar to the previous question, isn't it? Yeah? I'm so nice and they're so mean. So, you know, we just have to be patient with it. Yeah? Just be patient. Don't expect everybody to do everything you want them to do. Yeah? Sometimes, if it's in a work situation, you might actually try communicating better with the person, or even in a family situation. Actually tell them what it is that they're doing that disturbs you. Because sometimes if we just blow up and yell and scream and say, "You're driving me crazy," it doesn't really give the person any useful information about what to do to change. You know, when we yell and scream and have a fit, they don't necessarily know what they've done that we don't like. So I think it can be very helpful, not when you're yelling and screaming, but to say to somebody, "When you park your car behind my car, it's really inconvenient because I can't get out." Okay? "When you leave your clothes scattered all over the floor, it's really hard for me to walk in the house." Okay? So explain to people what it is they did and how that affects you. That might give them some useful information. Yeah. "When you told me that you would have the job finished by Thursday and it wasn't done until the next Monday, that put me in an awkward position with my boss." Similarly, when you give people good feedback, tell them specifically what they did. You know, especially to your kids, don't just say, "You're a good boy, you're a good girl." That doesn't give them anything useful. Okay? "When you closed the door quietly, I really appreciated it." Yeah. "When you picked up your things in the house, it made it so much nicer for me to live here." Okay? "When you were kind to the guests that we had, I really appreciated it." So tell them, you know, with kids or, you know, with the people you work with, "When you turned the project in on time, it was a great relief to me. Thank you very much." So give people very specific, useful information about what they do and how it affects you and how it affects others. Because sometimes they may not have a clue, and that may be why they keep doing those same things.